Hello, good morning. This is Brother Jeff again with your daily inspiration, hoping that Jesus Christ is real and living in your life today. If he is not, he can be. The scripture says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, I'd like to look at a few things here today in the scripture to encourage us to walk with Jesus. I want to look at a truth in the book of Hebrews today. And God has given us a hope, and he has given us an anchor that is sure, steadfast, which entereth in behind the veil. I want to look at this verse in Hebrews 6, verse 19. It says, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth in to that within the veil. So he's talking about a hope that we have. A hope that we have only in Jesus. And, you know, there's a... In the old days, if you had a... you committed a certain sin, they had what was called cities of refuge. In the old covenant there in the nation of Israel, there you had a situation where if you accidentally would kill a man in a work-related accident, you could flee and go into a city of refuge. Because you know the Old Testament law, an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, man's life or man's life. But if it wasn't malicious and it wasn't an attack, you could flee to one of these cities of refuge. They were a place you would go in there and tell the priest, hey, this is what happened, and you were protected. If you ever left that city, they could kill you. It was an interesting and a unique situation. And I think today, in Christ, there's something better than that, but there's something we can learn from that. We have committed many sins. We have done many wicked things. And we have a death sentence upon us. We are worthy of death. We are worthy of hell. We are worthy of the judgment of God. But there's a refuge that we can run to. The man that has understood these things runs to Christ. Though all these sins seem to be charged against us, all our past seems to be heaped up and mounting against us. But when we run to Christ, there is a deliverance. There is a safety. And the evil one, our past, it can't get us there. Now there are certain things, no doubt, that we can make restitution once we come to Christ. And I think we should. But first and foremost, is to run to Christ. And those things will yet come. So many people try to get everything so perfect in their life before they ever attempt to come to Christ. And this is a travesty. This is horrible. Don't do that. Run to Christ, weak, wounded, sick, sinful, sore. And then begin to repair the things that are wrong in your life. Christ is the Savior. He is our refuge. He is the hope we have. He is the anchor of the soul. He is both sure and steadfast, and which entereth in to that within the veil. The next verse says, whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus made and high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So Jesus is our hope. He went before us.
and he was a type of this Savior that we had in the Old Testament, of Melchizedek, and of God reaching down with his hand of mercy. And I tell you, when you think about these things, they're very, 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 very exciting. You know, think of a ship that's caught out in a tempestuous storm, and it's beaten, and it's broken, and it's battered, and the crew are fearing they're not going to live. Just think of how nice it is when this ship can finally find a bay, a harbor, to come and anchor and to get stable again and to repair and to heal and to get new supplies. Just think, you've been out there in the storms of life. You've been out in the hurricanes and the tsunamis of life, and your ship is tossed and broken and taken on water and about to sink. But oh, one day, you find this safe place to sail into, and you set your anchor. You've tried to set your anchor when you were out at sea, but the winds and the waves were too much, and the anchor never could find anything sure, never could find anything secure to stabilize you. But oh, this Jesus is a safe harbor. He's a place to anchor. He's a place that anchor can lock in and save us and deliver us and give us the hope and the assurance we need. And then he uses that term, within the veil. And, you know, I believe that as you look at the Old Testament type of the sacrifice and the tabernacle, you know, behind the veil was the holiest of all. You know, you just couldn't go back there. There wasn't anybody worthy, good enough, clean enough to just walk in and out of that place. This was where the mercy seat was, where the ark was. This was a sacred, holy place. But now, my friend, we don't have to have the ceremonial washings and cleansings of the old covenant. We have Christ who pleads for us. And we go in and we find deliverance. What a blessing. What a friend we have in Jesus. I'll read this verse in closing here. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth in to that within the veil. Let's anchor in Jesus, my friend. He is our safety. He is our city of refuge. He is our deliverance.